Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining me here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barr's Truth Ministries. This morning, we are tapping into Kingdom Coaching Project Show session number 2. And today we're talking about the kingdom head and body staying in oneness. How do we stay in oneness as the kingdom head and body staying in oneness? Last time we did a Kingdom Coaching Project Show session 1, we was talking about the oneness of the kingdom head and the body being, and that you couldn't, the kingdom head and the body had to be connected. They had to be in oneness. This time we're talking about staying in oneness. I want to do a quick praise here before we get started. I'm not going to take but a few minutes here. I just believe in crediting God and praising God. I'm Apostle Larry C. Barge. I'm your master coach here of Kingdom Coaching Project. And let's begin here in Psalms 150. It said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmness of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Psalms 149 said, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and praise him in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto him with trembles and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasures in his people, and he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud unto their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind the kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, screwed upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. We're talking about praising God, for he is holy, for he is righteous. Amen. We must praise him. And in Psalms 134, it said, behold, bless ye the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made the heavens and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. We must bless his holy name. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. And he's worthy to be lifted up. And my favorite, Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercies is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. So we praise his name. We magnify him. We praise him because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. We thank you. He's worthy to be lifted up. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your compassion, for your wisdom, for your knowledge, for your understanding, for your comprehension, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept us, that you shield us, that you protect the righteous, that you see not the righteous, that your eyes are upon the righteous, that you uphold the righteous, that the righteous are in your hand and no one can take them out, that the righteous, Lord God, are in your eyesight at all times, that you have land for the righteous. You have faith for the righteous. You have treasure for the righteous. You have blessings for the righteous. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of righteousness. You are holy. You are righteous. You are true. You are God of loving kindness and mercies and grace. You are El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, the Prince of Priests, the Almighty God, the Wonderful Counselor, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Deliverer. You are the God of Isaac, Abraham. I mean, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the Almighty God. You are the Deliverer. You are the Healer. You are the Restorer. You are the Redeemer. Oh, my God, now you are the Savior. You are the Breakthrough God. You are the Miracle-Working God. You are the God that created the heavens and the earth. You are the Supernatural God of Spirit and Fire, and you have all power, not some power. You have all power over all things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. In the book of How Do We Stay in Oneness, let's do something real quick here. Let's go to, let me see here where I want to go. Give me a second here. We're talking about staying in oneness. Christ is the head of the body of the kingdom. Christ is holy. He's righteous. He's true. He's a holy God. He's connected to his Father. Christ is at the right-hand side of Father God. Christ and Father God are one. God the Father. Christ and God the Father are one. Christ sits at the right-hand side of the Father. What's in the Father is in Christ. What's on the Father is on Christ. Christ, the doctrine of the kingdom of God, is the doctrine that Christ lives by. In everybody there is a doctrine. And with everybody there is a head. And that's what we're going to get into today. And you're going to see how things are connected. But staying connected is the key. Righteousness, if Christ is righteous, then the body has to be righteous. If Christ is holy, then holiness should be in the body. If Christ is supernatural, then supernatural should be in the body. If Christ is spirit and fire, the Father is spirit and fire, then the body has to possess spirit and fire. See, they have to be connected in one accord. There have to be a connection there. You cannot say you're connected to Christ and you practice witchcraft, sorcery, and divination, and black magic and voodoo. You believe in chicken folks and pendants and all pendants and all kind of chains, and you wear a Beelzebul around your neck. You wear Beelzebul. You got a Beelzebul chain with the big old goat head on it. You wear around your neck, and then wouldn't that be something to be in a church and the preacher got a big old chain with bells of fear on it, and he got his robe on, and he got his Bible open, talking about, I worship you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. And he never say God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He never say Christ Jesus. He never say El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, the God that brought the children here. He said, I worship you, Lord. I adore you. You, Lord, you are my God. He talking about that gold chain he got right in the neck with big old Beelzebul on it. Because he never identified the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He came out there with that chain, big old gold chain, with Beelzebul on it. His God is the devil. He is worshiping the devil right from the pulpit in the house of God. And he's calling it righteousness. No, that's not righteousness. You cannot be connected to the body, the head that sits on the throne of the kingdom, and give honor and glory and magnification and time and resources and effort to Satan, and then declare that you are a saint of God. No. Truth is, all that witchcraft you do, all that sorcery stuff you do, all that black magic stuff you do, rabbit foot pitting, bacon powder, and all kind of crazy stuff you doing with your Bible on, you are a warlock prophet. You are a warlock pastor. You are a warlock teacher. You are a warlock evangelist, because you're mixing. In the Bible, God called it synergism with Israel, because in the morning, Israel would go out and make sacrifices to Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then by midday and in the afternoon, they would give offering to Baal and Marduk and the sun god and the moon god and all these other gods. They was practicing symmetryism. Y'all get it? They was practicing. God wanted them to be his people. He tried very hard to make them his people, but they kept going back to the stuff they learned in Egypt. They wanted witchcraft, sorcery, and divination more than they wanted the kingdom of God. So they never fully embraced the doctrine of the kingdom of God, but they did embrace the doctrine of Baal worship, the doctrine of worshiping idols, the doctrine of worshiping the 30,000 gods of the Egyptians, the doctrine of worshiping all other gods that people taught them. They were more into witchcraft and sorcery, black magic, white magic, worshiping idols, burning their children in the fire. And yet they declared themselves to be the people of God. Am I talking to you this morning? And the reason they died in the wilderness was because they were not truly connected to the head. In the head, there is life, and there is life more abundantly. In the head, there is life. Remember, Christ, see, God gave life. He is the giver of life. Why did the children of Israel die in the desert? Because they rebelled and rejected God. They rejected him. They rejected his ways. They rejected his word. They rejected his doctrine. They rejected his kingdom. They rejected his servants. They rejected Moses. They rejected God and everything he stood for. So God let them die in the desert. Because at the end, you see something very profound. No matter how God tried to bring them into his body, they kept refusing. And I want to say something, throw a punchline in here. When you look at the days of Moses, and you look at that first church, which was Israel, God was trying to bring that church into the supernatural kingdom. He was trying to bring them in, but the church told God, that's all right, we don't want to go. Take Moses and bring him in. Leave us at the valley. See, until today, God is still trying to bring the church in to the glory, to the magnificence of his supernatural, where there's supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, supernatural breakthrough, supernatural power. Or supernatural, trying to bring them in, because the head is supernatural. It operates in the supernatural. It dwells in a supernatural dimension. It has supernatural power, supernatural authority, supernatural. There's supernatural healing. There's supernatural breakthroughs. There's supernatural miracles. There's supernatural creativity. There's supernatural signs and wonders. And he's been trying to bring his real body into that, but the real body it's got some bad seeds in it, and it keeps saying, no, God, that's all right. That's all right. We don't want your supernatural. And when you reject God's supernatural, do you know you just rejected him? How can you receive God but don't receive his spirit? When you reject that, when you call yourself the body of Christ and you say there is no Holy Spirit, you are rejecting God, because that's how we are made sons and daughters of God. We are made sons and daughters of God by the Holy Spirit. So when your doctrine say there is no Holy Spirit, then you can't be a son and daughter of God. You cannot be a son and daughter of God. When you say there is no such thing as a Holy Spirit, you might as well go and paint a snake on the side of your building. Y'all better listen to me. You might as well go and paint a dragon up there. Go on and paint a snake up there. Because the Bible said we are made sons and daughters by the Spirit of God. So what doctrine here have you connected to? What have you become a part of? Truth is different to every individual. Jesus Christ did not become a member of the Pharisees, nor of the Sadducees. He did not become a member of their organization, nor their group, nor their practices. They told him they were the sons of God. He told them, no, you're the sons of the devil. They said, no, we are the sons of God. You better pay attention to this right here. They said, we are the, Jesus said, no. When Abraham saw me in his day, he took me a fatty. Well, we are the sons of Abraham, so we are the sons of God. Jesus said, no, you ain't the sons of Abraham either, because you're not acting nothing like Abraham acts. When Abraham saw me, your supposedly father, he cooked me a fatty calf. We fellowshiped. We sat down. We communed with each other. He said, Abraham received me in my spirit. He received me in my supernatural. He received me. He embraced me. He fed me. When I came to you, when I came to the church, when I came to y'all, since y'all had the church system, back then the Pharisees owned all the synagogues. They were the church of the day. We'll put it like that. They were the church system of the day. And Jesus said, when I came to y'all, y'all tried to take me and throw me off a cliff. Y'all been trying to kill me ever since I came to you. And all I came to do was to bring you up the mountain. I came to bring, you say you the body, so I'm trying to bring you to me. But you keep telling me, that's all right, we don't want to go. And instead of you embracing me like Abraham did and throw your hands around me and say you love me and embrace me and fellowship with me, you tried to kill me. He said, you are not the sons of God. You are not, you are the sons of the devil. That is a very powerful statement. That is one of the most powerful statements in the Bible, because our Father, Jesus Christ, who we receive salvation through, told the church of that day, you are not the sons of God. You are the sons of the devil. And I mind the Pharisees might as well went on and start painting snakes all around their temple and putting dragons up. Oh, they might as well and putting that. They might as well. Why? That's what the Egyptians did. That's what the Mayan did. You go to their worship site, they got snakes all around the temple. You go to the Egyptians, what, they got snakes carved all around the temple. You look on the Pharaoh's headdress, there's a snake on it. And if you go through all of these occultic really practices, you will see the serpent or you will see dragons. Why? Because that's the head. Are you with me in here? Are you with me in here? Are you following me in here? Let me move real quick here. So what am I trying to show you? What are we talking about? So how do I stay connected to Jesus? How do I stay connected to Jesus? Listen, that, look at Ephesians. Let me do this real quick. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5. It said, be therefore followers of God as dear children. It says, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Look at verse 3. But fornication and all ungodliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming of saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, neither jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremongers, no unclean person, nor covenant man, who is an idolater, the worshiper of idols, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let me break this down real quick. Christ is the head of the body. He is holy, he is righteous, and he is true. He is the Son of God. Now he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they called him Christ Jesus because God gave him all power. Now he has a body of followers. He has a body called the body of Christ. Not the body. See, the body of Satan is not the body of Christ. The body of the serpent is not the body of Christ. The body of the dragon is not the body of Christ. You follow me? The body, follow me now. Come on. The body of Diana is not the body of Christ. The body of Baal, worshiping the bull, is not the body of Christ. The body of the sun god, worshiping the sun, is not the body of Christ. The body of the moon god, worshiping the moon, people that worship the moon, they are not the body of Christ. Christ has a body, and it's named after him. What is Christ's body? The body of Christ, meaning that they are connected to Christ. Their doctrine, their belief is the doctrine of the kingdom. What God told Jesus and what Jesus taught, that's what they believed in. They believe Jesus to be the truth, the way, and the life. They believe that he is the Son of God and that God sent him. They are connected to him. They believe that he has the power to heal, to deliver, to save, to restore, to resurrect. They believe that the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. They believe that they've been made sons and daughters of God by the Holy Spirit, and that if they follow and obey the Holy Spirit, they are live in righteousness. They believe the word of God to be true. So they are called the body of Christ. How are they in oneness? Christ is holy, so they proceed to be holy. Christ is righteous, so they strive to be righteous. They don't worship idols. They don't practice witchcraft. They don't practice sorcery and divination. They don't practice black magic and voodoo. The preacher ain't got a rabbit foot on rubbing it. Talking about, I'm rubbing this. Oh, hold on, Saint. Let me rub my rabbit foot. Hold on. You know, I got to rub my. I rubbed my rabbit foot today. And when I preach today, it's going to be powerful. I rubbed this rabbit foot today. And because I'm rubbing this rabbit foot, folks gonna get delivered, they gonna get healed, they gonna get, oh, hold on, bring me my Ouija board. Come on, man, hold on, bring me my Ouija board. Let me see, it's gonna be awesome today. The Ouija board is moving, see how that thing moving? Let me see who God want me to pray with today. Let me see, Sister Clara, it's turning towards you, Sister Clara. Oh, you the one I got to pray with today. Come on up here and grab my rabbit foot, Sister Clara. It's your lucky day. None of this is God. God don't need a Ouija board, and God don't need a rabbit foot. But this is the servant of Satan. He is a warlock preacher, or a warlock pastor, or a warlock apostle, or a warlock evangelist. But he is not the servant of God. It comes down to the truth that you believe. What truth are you believing? To stay in oneness with God and to fellowship with him is to believe in him and to trust in him and to obey him and to understand the doctrine of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, forbids that sons and daughters of God practice witchcraft, especially from the pulpit. It forbids sons and daughters of God to go whoring after sorcery and divination and voodoo and black magic. No, Jesus didn't have a rabbit foot and chicken foot tied around his neck. Jesus didn't have bags of powder and spells and bags of powders and potions and all this kind of crap to give the people. Take this baking soda, rub it on the back of your neck. Take one of these chicken foots and tie it around your neck. And tomorrow morning, Sister Clara, you will be healed. No, he looked at him and said, be healed. For the word has healed thee, because healing is part of the gospel of the kingdom. Deliverance is part of the breakthrough is part of the gospel of the kingdom. Miracles and signs and wonders is part of the gospel of the kingdom. And he brought it to us so we might be set free. That's why he said, I'm the truth, I'm the way, and I'm the life. No one goes to the Father. No one enters the body of Christ but through me. No one can go to the head. No one can go stand before my Father unless they come through me. So what are you connected to? Staying connected. Let me read a little bit more, then I'm going to stop. Verse 6 said, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Verse 8, for you were sometime darkened, for you were sometime in darkness, but now are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. We are in Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 8. For you were sometime darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruits of the Spirit is in all godliness and righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever do make manifest is light. Wherefore, he said, awaken, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. When Christ came to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the church of the day, he was telling them, awake, for the light has come, the light of your salvation, the light of your deliverance, the light of your healing, the light of your breakthrough, the light of your miracle. I have come to turn this thing around. And they grabbed him, snatched him off the pulpit, took him to the cliff, talking about they had to kill him. They rejected God. Not only did they do it with Moses, they did it with Jesus. They rejected God, and they kept refusing to go up the mountain and truly become the body of Christ. Practicing witchcraft and sorcery and divination and black magic, doing all kinds of sins and calling ourselves saints of God. God, I can't think of a better way to say it. Jesus stood up and told the Pharisees, yeah, you got the synagogues. Yeah, you got the church, and you're taking up quite a bit of money, too. And the people are following you, but you are not the body of Christ. They said, what? They said, we serve Abraham. Abraham, he said, look, you are not the body of Christ. You might as well go and paint a snake around the building and a dragon, because your father is the devil, the father of lies. He told the church of that day leaders, the Pharisees who were leading the church, he told them, your father is the devil. My God, I don't know if y'all paid that any attention in the Bible. There are devil apostles. There are apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers who are warlocks hiding under those titles, but they're really warlocks. They are servants, warlocks and witches. They are servants of the devil. The apostle, that's too hard. That's too hard. Well, you think that's hard? Jesus told the Pharisees, who owned all the synagogues and the churches, told them, your father is the devil. Don't tell me I'm lying. Oh, no, I'm not lying. Who are you connected to? And who are you committed to? And who doctrine are you believing? Because whatever doctrine you are believing, that's the truth about you, and that's the truth you are following. If you love witchcraft, you are not a servant of God. If you love sorcery, you are not a servant of God. If you love divination and black magic and white magic and voodoo and chicken foots and rabbit foot, if you love potions and spells and hexes and all this stuff, you are not a servant of God. This is Apostle Larry Barr's Truth Ministries. Didn't I just read to you, it said these things will take you away from God? Because they are not in the body. The body should not be practicing witchcraft and sorcery. Christ ain't practicing witchcraft and sorcery. But that snake body and that snake head, they practice sorcery and witchcraft. That dragon body and that dragon head, They practiced sorcery and witchcraft. The Egyptians, the sun god, Osiris, yeah, they practiced sorcery and witchcraft and black magic and white magic and voodoo. Yeah, the Mayans, they practiced sorceries and witchcraft. You can go through all these occult generations. They practiced sorcery and witchcraft. So they were not the body of Christ. Amen. So you can't stay connected to what you ain't connected to. But you can stay connected. If you're the snake, if you part of the snake body, you can stay connected. If you part of the dragon body, you can stay connected to the dragon. You can stay connected to the snake. See, because that's your truth. That's your reality. That's your truth. But how do the kingdom head and the kingdom body stay connected? By the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that come out of the mouth of God. He said, why? Because his word is true. It's like a double-edged sword. It cuts down to the marrow of the bone. It separates and it divides. What does it say? False from truth. There are a lot of false gods and false religion, but there's only one true God and true doctrine, and that is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Thank you for joining me in the studios of Apostle Larry Bard's Truth Ministries. And we've just done another powerful coaching session, Kingdom Coaching Project Session number 2. The kingdom head and the kingdom body staying connected. How do they stay connected? Belief and the word, trusting and obeying. You got to believe in the head. And you got to receive what the head gives you. And you got to obey the head. And you got to get the spirit that's in the head. Same spirit in the head got to dwell in you. The same words that are in the head got to dwell in you. Now you are connected. If you follow the Holy Ghost and stay with him and obey him, you will stay connected to the head. Because the only thing that connects you to the head is the Holy Spirit that was sent. He is the bridge. The Holy Spirit is the bridge that connects you to the head. Thank you for joining me here in the studios this morning. Again, I am Master Coach here of Kingdom Coaching Project. Thank you for joining me. My name is Apostle Larry Barch. Next Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we will have another powerful show here on Apostle Larry Barch Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me.